USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
COVID cases on the rise in one of America's largest cities. The number of cases in Los Angeles doubling over the last 2 weeks. L.A. County health officials blame it on the Delta variant. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy discussing the Delta variant on the PBS NewsHour Friday.
It's all over the country. It's doubling nearly every 2 weeks. And it will very quickly become the dominant variant in the United States.
Dr. Murthy says the Delta variant is especially dangerous to the unvaccinated because of how fast it spreads. The good news, though, is the vaccines we have are resistant to it. Tension in Afghanistan as the U.S. closes Bagram Air Base. Friday's closure ends 2 decades of American military operations in Afghanistan, and there's fear over what happens next. Some intelligence reports say the Taliban could retake control of the country in as little as 6 months. Many Afghans have left or are planning to leave the country. A 23-year-old grocery store owner tells the New York Times there is no hope for the future. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Another child's body found in the wreckage of a collapsed building in South Florida. Local officials announcing Friday the body of a 7-year-old girl was found Thursday night in the rubble of the 12-story condo in Surfside. She was the daughter of a Miami firefighter. She's the third child confirmed to have died in the collapse, along with a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old who were siblings. While no survivors have been found in over a week, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says the time isn't right to shift to a recovery operation.
Our top priority remains search and rescue. I want to be very clear about that. And we will take no action that will jeopardize our ability to continue the search and rescue mission.
The latest number is 22 dead, 126 unaccounted for. President Biden feeling good about the latest jobs numbers. Friday's report shows 850,000 jobs added, higher than some expectations. The unemployment rate still under 6%, but it did rise from 5.6% to 5.9%. Biden says our economy is on the move and we have COVID-19 on the run. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden stops a fireworks show from taking place in Mount Rushmore. Brad Bernard says more.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said that the Biden administration may have violated federal law after providing no explanation for the refusal to issue permits for the planned Mount Rushmore Independence Day fireworks celebration.
For us, it has been pretty devastating. We love America. We love our monument. We want the entire country to celebrate Independence Day with us, and to have the Biden administration pull it for no reason was very disappointing.
There was no reason to deny us this permit unless it was for political reasons, said Noem. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Places with low vaccination rates still feeling the deadly effects of the coronavirus, Wendy King reports.
The CDC says some areas of the country are more vulnerable to COVID-19 than others because of low vaccination rates. During a task force briefing at the White House, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said about 1,000 counties across the country have vaccination coverage of less than 30%.
In some of these areas, we are already seeing increasing rates of disease.
Dr. Walensky said preliminary data over the last 6 months suggests that 99.9% of COVID deaths have occurred in unvaccinated people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.